Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, comedians Tommy Jonigan and April Macy. But first, this.
Welcome to the Mr. Obvious Show. I'm your host, Mr. Obvious, and welcome to our special Christmas presentation of the Mr. Obvious program. Woo-hoo! This week, let's take a trip around the house and focus on Christmas decorations. If your home's like the Mr. Obvious household, you'll be looking to buy that Christmas tree and install it in your living room. Now, you can find Christmas trees at various Christmas tree lots around town. Of course, most of these are run by fine nonprofit organizations. That's a good way. Or perhaps you could be like Papaw Obvious and venture into the woods yourself with a nice sharp axe and cut down your own Christmas tree. Now, once you get your Christmas tree, of course, you'll need to take it home. And this is a time you're going to want to start your Mr. Obvious checklist. You'll need to measure your tree and then measure the area in your home where you'd like to install your Christmas tree. Of course, measure from floor to ceiling and measure your tree and trim the bottom. This is crucial. The bottom of the tree to fit your area of your home accordingly. And have a very Merry Christmas. Well, I see we have a phone call here on the Mr. Obvious Show. There are always questions. Hello, Mr. Obvious.
Hello, is this Mr. Obvious?
Speaking.
Hey, Mr. Obvious, a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm really enjoying the Christmas special.
And, oh, that's good.
Well, I've done just what you said. I am actually decided to follow in Papa Obvious's footsteps.
Oh.
Yeah, we went out in the woods, picked out a great big pine tree, used that great axe idea, and chopped it down that way, and got a big, beautiful tree, Mr. O.
Well, super, and Merry Christmas to you.
Mr. Obvious?
Yes?
Well, here's my problem.
Uh-oh.
We got it home okay, and it fit in the living room just great, because I used that tape measure suggestion you had. Great idea.
Right, and you followed your checklist?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had the checklist going, and I got this tree in there, and it's a good-looking tree, but here's my problem. I chopped off the 6 inches, just like you said, off the bottom.
On the bottom.
Yep, and I tried standing her up, and it fits just fine. But, it won't stay up there. It just keeps falling over. Now I've got a Christmas tree on my floor, Mr. Obvious. And, I mean, that ain't Christmas.
Well, no, caller, that certainly isn't Christmas. I can see, I guess, how you might need a little help here.
Yeah, I sure do, Mr. O. I even tried asking my neighbor for help. Mm-hmm. He's a real handy guy around the house and has all kinds of fancy tools in his garage.
Oh, everyone could use a good neighbor like that. So was he able to solve your tree trouble?
Nope. He said he didn't know a thing about it. He never tried to install a Christmas tree.
That is unusual. It seems like such a common thing. This is your next-door neighbor, you say?
Yep. Good old Morty Leibowitz. Yeah, Morty, he's a great guy, but he never hangs up any Christmas lights or decorations or nothing. What do you suppose that's all about?
Morty Leibowitz, huh? Well, caller, I think that's a topic for another day. Let's just stick to the tree problem for now, okay?
All right, whatever you say, Mr. O.
All righty. Now, caller, have you tried standing your tree in some sort of container?
I didn't think of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
What's the container for?
You know, to give the tree some sort of support.
Right. Okay, so just like put it in a trash can and that'll hold it up, right?
No, not a trash can, caller. Something that's a bit smaller and that could hold water to keep your tree nice and fresh for the entire Christmas season.
Something like, how about an old shoe?
No, I don't think a shoe would work for you. You need something a little larger that would hold water. You could set your Christmas tree in. Now, stick with me here, caller.
Mm-hmm.
How about a Christmas tree stand?
Ooh.
A stand? Where do you reckon I might get one of them?
Well, they're available at most of your larger hardware stores. It's called a Christmas tree stand.
Christmas tree stand. Huh. I never made the connection.
Uh-huh.
That's a great idea, Mr. O. You know what? I think if we do it that way, we're going to be able to get lights around it and get ornaments hung on it where they'll stay, and we probably can stick presents under the thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is going to be the best Christmas ever. Mr. Obvious, God bless you.
Thank you very much.
And God bless us, everyone.
Thank you, caller, very much. And Merry Christmas to everyone. And this is Mr. Obvious saying so long for now. And join us again next time on the Mr. Obvious Show.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. We're worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on lots of great radio stations. And as usual, thank you for joining us. That's Bob. I'm Tom. That's Chick McGee. And the lady of the house is Christy Lee. There's another lady in the house whose hair has gotten a lot longer since we last saw her. She is the beautiful April Macy. And Tommy, your hair looks nice also. Tommy Jonigan is here with us. We were having a little discussion off the air with April here. We obviously immediately got out the camera. And we took some photographs, although we're in them, so that may ruin them for some. But April is a very beautiful young lady, and we have some photographs of April on our website now. And Tommy's also in the picture. But your hair does look nice. Do you have a different haircut now that you're living in Hollywood? You got a little more?
No, same since about the eighth grade. I think
what do you call it?
I did change it since I moved.
You got a great head of hair.
It wasn't. My girlfriend was like, just do your hair different. I had the same haircut until I met her, and then mm-hmm. she's like, just do something else. It's a little bedhead right now, but I mean, I didn't. If I knew April was going to come all fixed up, I would have maybe showered or something. But
you look great. Fantastic.
I mean, last week. But
I wouldn't say April's fixed up.
Oh, thanks, everybody. I like a little bit of dose of self-esteem in the morning.
I think she looks great.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, she could have put on some eyelashes.
Tommy just said she was fixed up. Like,
my hair just started thinning.
Oh.
It's a real bummer.
Your hair?
Yeah, yeah.
It's so dense.
I know.
It's real. I think it was stress. Mm. And
maybe it's your new hairdresser.
Yeah. No, I've had Paul for a long time.
Okay.
I trust him very much.
Paul seems like a wonderful man.
Now, was Paul found for you by your girlfriend?
No, I found Paul.
Oh, there you go.
I do some things on my own.
I see.
I found Paul. Here's how close Paul and I are. I text Paul, hey, can I get my hair cut mm-hmm. whenever? And he goes, oh, my God, my fiance was just in a car accident, and I have to go to the hospital.
Oh, geez.
And I was like, when you think you'll be how serious? In my mind, I'm like, yeah, we just crossed a lot of lines there, buddy.
Yeah, I still need my haircut.
I can't. Yeah. Do I need to find another guy, or is this going to be a long stay in the hospital? And Paul's good. He came on a Sunday.
Well, how's his fiance?
Huh? Never asked. No, I'm kidding. Fine. His fiance's fine. He was on a motorcycle. Got hit.
Yikes.
Got hit. Broke a bunch of bones. Hit and run.
Ouch. That's not good.
Wow. So that kind of got turned dark and sad, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for Paul, I don't know the guy.
I was just saying
Tommy
your
did
hair
get
looks
his haircut.
Good. Yeah. I was saying your hair looks good. So even in.
No, we don't know Paul's fiance.
Even while wallowing in sorrow, Paul can cut hair.
He does. I'm not, and I know that you have a different opinion, but I don't want to not have hair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the head shape for being bald, so I'm very
right.
nervous about this thinning.
You have very very thick hair. You're
hair.
Not going.
I bought Rogaine.
What? You don't need Rogaine.
It's coming out, guys. This is the farewell tour.
This is it. You're out.
It's gone.
He does have a nice swoop in the front. Wait, you don't want to get rid of that swoop.
Oh, man, it's thinning in the back.
I don't think so.
No, turn around. Let me see the back of your noggin.
You haven't looked at the back of your head in a while, have you? It still looks pretty good.
It's good.
It would have been
good noggin.
You'd see a lot more scalp. Yeah, if you were
going
to lose.
I think you're going L.A. on us. I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
No, I'm telling you, it's coming out. It'll come out like I wake up and it's on the pillow.
But everybody loses hair. Like I can run my fingers and
I can feel that it's thinner.
I can have like enough for a wig after I comb my hair. My brush is absolutely disgusting. You lose hundreds of hairs a day. All right.
Well, let's move on here. Now the yesterday's big discussion. And I'm not bringing this up just because you happen to be here, April. The big discussion yesterday was Christy's having trouble finding a pair of workable panties. And
wait a minute. That's not
what's
exactly
the word you use?
Comfortable everyday panties.
Comfortable everyday, not dress
and
up
so
panties, not G thong panties.
We brought this up in
nice,
the air.
Comfortable everyday.
We
panties.
Received before we even got off the air. We received more than 100 suggestions for Christy. All of them different.
All of them different.
Because you can't try on panties, so you have to buy them and then see if you like
and I
them.
Keep says buying
who?
Them
who says you can't try on panties?
Come on.
No.
So do you have a go-to brand? Are you brand loyal? Do you have just one?
I wear the small, because I figure if it's going all in there anyway, I'd rather have like a small piece of fabric mm-hmm. as opposed to like a lot just wadded
yeah.
into
mm-hmm.
my butt.
Mm. I know what you're saying.
So you
I
have
can't
a,
wear a thong all the time. I can't do that.
Why not?
What about like the string thing? Just the string. It's just
that.
A string.
You working with a string?
I'm working with a string.
I somehow fit an entire pair of boxer briefs in my butt.
See, that's
because they offer you so much material. That's where it's going to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be covered up a little more than that.
Do they? Is it me undies? That's a big thing on the internet now.
Me undies?
Yeah. Is that for women?
I don't know. I'll look
yeah,
it up.
But they have like a man shape.
Never heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a sex.
They
like a
have
sexy
a women's
man
thing?
Shape.
Well, how many have you tried on in your career? I mean, in your
panties?
Yeah.
Oh, I just go from store to store trying on panties. That's how I like to spend my lonely days.
There you go.
Do they have a?
Do you have matching have... panties for your dog?
Oh, well,
those are.
If it's a special occasion,
yeah, okay.
These are like, these are boy shorts. These are cute, but
the female version of boy shorts are far more attractive than I've ever I would have ever imagined.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you like those.
See, look at those guys. Well, not,
yeah.
Maybe not those, but the ones on the when in the main menu, the ones that look like you're just kind of what you're looking for, your basic.
Yeah.
Do they undies. Have a slot in the front?
Mm-mm. They're okay. for women.
It's a lady.
Why would I need a slot
well,
in the front?
If it says boys underwear, if you need
a
slot in the front, boy,
that's
that would
crazy
be
to me.
That would
I mean,
be
that's,
a shocker.
That's
the, a
that's the more is.
They'd call them, Caitlin's.
Legit.
If I had an ass like that, I could wear those, but I don't. I'm not 20.
That's what I feel like boy shorts are for like 19, 20. Yeah.
I see. Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
We still talking about Christy's panties
yep,
again?
I think
oh,
so.
I'm sorry, yeah.
I thought we had already solved this conundrum yesterday's, but I guess not. Christy, don't you understand this is your fault?
What?
Well, if you would have taught them bass players the Return to Sender program, we wouldn't be here.
I see. All right. Thanks.
This one?
Far left.
Okay. Well, you guys can shop later. We have
like
to move on.
A...
Mm-hmm. We'll give you an update on Christy's panties when we pick a pair down the road.
Actually, these are pretty good. I may have to order them.
Okay.
See?
Right. But
huh?
then,
mm-hmm. I did it.
Here's the thing, though. If you order them and you don't like them.
Yeah, they're $16 a hit.
Can you get just one pair?
I'm hoping that somebody's listening and they'll send me a whole designer assortment and then I can just...
Yeah. What's the strings run? 16's expensive?
I wait for the semi-annual sale.
Yeah, you got to wait for the semi-annual
yeah.
sale.
And then I panty up
for
the year.
Usually it's like 6 for 36
but they don't,
or something.
But they don't let you try them on.
No. I mean...
You can if you sneak a pair in. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to say anything about...
That's got to be hard.
See, that's a sneaking a pair because the panties come single, not in a pack of three, right?
It depends on how you buy them.
I don't buy the panty packs. I go for the individuals.
I see. Mm-hmm. Because guys, you know, usually it comes in
a
plastic bag of three.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes way
yeah.
more sense. And they're like $3 for 1,000 panties.
Mm-hmm.
They do
so
have those
I just can't believe
for
you
ladies.
Can't, I mean,
yes.
I can't believe because you can try on a bass player, but you can't try on a pair of panties.
I haven't tried on a bass player.
But you can't try on
alone.
A bass player at their store.
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We're off
busy
the
working at the store. They can't help.
Let's
you.
Find out what's new with you, April. Anything? Just mentioned you came back from a beautiful vacation.
I did. I took my mom overseas, and I found out I was too old in Bali. the one morning, this dude was bringing me breakfast, and he was like, "Oh, are you married?" And I was like, "Oh, not married." He goes, "How old are you?"
Oh. no.
I was like, oh, I'm in my 30s. And he goes, oh, here, too old for marriage. And you're like, oh, it hurt. And then he tried to kiss me.
He did.
What?
Yes. Every day it would be like, Miss April, may I hug you? And then it was like a hug linger. And then I would try to wake my mom up like, dude, this guy's going to kiss me. If you don't get up for bacon, stat.
Now.
And then I was like, mom, if you don't wake up, I'm going to have a small Balinese baby by the time we leave here. So get up and get these hash browns.
So did mom get lucky in Bali?
No, mom's got a fella. Mom's got a... My mom and dad, crazy as they can be, are both involved in relationships. I cannot find anybody.
Wow.
Just dumped. I was dumped by a dude dumped me that I was dating, and he left me for a woman who has a battery charge. He'd rather date a woman
like an assault charge.
Oh. Yeah. And that's how unappealing female comics are, everybody.
So many batteries, she needed a special charger.
Yeah.
No.
Plug into that.
Not too appealing. I'm not too appealing.
Live up to this battery, pal.
Nobody wants confidence, April. That's not true.
Nobody wants lady comics. It's just a whole sea of crazy coming with it.
Yeah, I think she might be onto something, actually.
Yeah,
if
thanks.
You want to, yeah, okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we know a lot of comics.
Now,
there's a lot of crazy.
Also, you don't want to be in a relationship, right? Who does that?
What do you mean?
I'm in one.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's all right. I'm not going to lie to you.
No, I wouldn't mind one. I had
the
a
nice exciting
vacation,
parts at the beginning, right? That's what I'm having that with my. We were having the discussion. We just talked about. She said it's boring now. She just said it's boring, which I think is good. I don't want it to be exciting. It was exciting at the beginning, and I'm past that.
Mm-hmm.
The exciting thing is like the first time we slept together. I'm like, I don't know if she has an STD. I don't know if I have an STD. This is crazy. And now we got kids. It should be boring.
Oh. You're comfortable. That's nice.
Stable.
Yes.
See, that's what boring means. I like that, means. Though.
But
I like to make a pot pie for a fella.
It can still be exciting.
I don't need it.
I have a box in my office of sex toys that one of our other guests brought in. I can.
Oh, boy.
You can take a couple of those.
We haven't.
Away.
We've stopped. We're
having
in a
sex?
We're in a
holding pattern
drought.
Oh.
You know
well,
what I mean?
I know.
Having a baby.
All of California is suffering.
Yeah, we're in a big drought.
Well, you know what? don't the doctors tell you the way you get them out of there is the same way you got them in there?
Well, that last trimester.
Yeah.
That's what it was with the first one.
There you go.
That's what it was with the first one.
Get in there and root around, Tommy.
But now that first one is you know.
Aren't they doing a C-section?
Everything's still intact. It's just, we're just not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It just can't. I feel like this baby's like the last pickup truck in a Ford factory before they shut the plant down. They wheel it off the line.
There it is.
I get a watch or something.
Oh, my God.
I think it's been like 6 months. It's the longest drought of my entire adult life.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what to do. We used to do it in the morning.
A year. I'm over a year now.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that possible?
I don't know.
You can't. There's no excuses.
I have a little bit of self-esteem now, so I actually have to like a
person.
There's your first
problem.
I haven't
liked anybody. I haven't liked anybody enough since
there you go.
The last. There was one. I had one after
one
Shane.
One in the year?
No. It's been over a year now.
You're just going to do that when you're in a relationship now?
I guess. I guess that's what happens when you like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I love myself. I feel like completely
different.
Yeah, it's
dudes.
Almost but, irritating the way you yeah. look at me. Help me.
Well, you can
love
do it.
Me.
You can do it to yourself.
Yeah.
Now I just take vacations with my mom.
There you go.
Let's change the subject.
Big deal.
I've got a slight update on a story we had earlier. First off, did either of you go to camp when you were kids?
No.
I lived in
Benton.
To our guests.
I know, but
that was a camp.
It's like
wasn't
a camp in general.
Everyone didn't have the childhood you had.
I went to a father-daughter camp for a weekend, and it was a disaster.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I remember we didn't even have, like, sleeping bags. We're like, we're making our own. It was like a comforter folded over. Like, I'm embarrassed.
No kidding.
Well, first of all, there's two things going on here. There was a huge thing on CNN about all these adult camps that are out there now.
Mm-hmm. Adult camp. Oh,
they're
okay.
All over the place.
You mean like rock and roll camp and stuff like that?
Yeah, there's
stuff like
baseball
that.
Camp.
There's all kinds of them.
Yeah. People refuse to grow up.
Yeah,
I just don't want to be.
But it's fun. There are all kinds of adult camps. Like you said, there's the rock and roll fantasy camp. They're just regular camps. There's one BYOB camp.
Bring your own booze camp.
Yeah. Yep. Every night they have. There's a sign at this one camp. There's a picture of it. It says sober? Archery and an arrow.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's
too
vague.
Yeah, if you're going to be doing archery, I think you want to be...
sober.
I want the guy next to me to take a breathalyzer if there's a BYOB camp. But that's not why I'm bringing this up. We had this story earlier, but there's an update on it. This is from the Associated Press, Dateline Durango, Colorado.
Oh,
great place.
Camp.
It's beautiful.
Pot camp.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you're...
Pot camp.
Yep.
Pot
smokers. Pot camp.
Here you go. It's 170 acres. They call it Canna Camp, like cannabis. It opens July 1st in Durango. It's the first, quote, cannabis-friendly ranch resort. Now, the trick is you have to bring your own marijuana.
Well, that doesn't seem... Well, I guess you have to bring your own sleeping bag.
Right.
And you, camp,
and you can smoke pot, I guess, on premise. They have...
not inside.
Not inside.
Horseshoes.
Only smoke on the porch.
Hiking, yoga sessions, and they have workshops about cultivating marijuana. So this is pretty big deal. It seems like all the stories we have about Colorado.
What are the arts and crafts like?
You're probably making bongs, I'm guessing.
Bongs, yeah.
They're awesome, bro.
Out of apples.
Bong, yeah. Sure. Bong, uh-huh. Ashtray, bong, 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 ashtray.
Who are all these active pot smokers that want to get up, smoke weed, and ride a horse? Who are they? I've never met one in my whole life.
They take out their horse, they ride him in a zigzag pattern. Yeah. There's pictures and everything. It looks pretty cool. $400 a night at pot camp.
What?
And you have to provide your own pot. Yeah. Hold on a second.
That seems a little high. I know the people there are high, but that's a lot of money.
Well, why not go to Bali?
Very nice.
Come on.
You can go to Bali. I'll tell you what I got in Bali for that. Half of that.
You have to make out with
a guy.
I got a sweet Balinese man.
I brought her bacon and kissed her every day.
At the mess hall, I'm assuming that probably breakfast, 11 a.m., you think?
A lot of Twinkies.
I'm not
$400.
I'm not seeing early risers.
No,
I'm
not seeing that either.
The chef, they call him Cookie because he makes meth.
That's because he makes cookies.
I tried pot once.
And?
Not great. I tried to eat it. I told my chick, I was like, let's get some pot.
Uh-huh.
Let's get high on pot. She goes, I don't know a lot about drugs, but I know we're not going to get any if you say it like that. So my buddy got us edible marijuana.
Uh-huh.
And then in California, they had the labels on it, and it said it had 0.8 in it. And I don't know anything about drugs, but I was like, it's 0.8. It's not even full marijuana.
I see.
It's less than a weed. So I said, we should each eat a whole one.
Oh,
and we did. Turns out,
0.8's
a lot if you've never done it. It shouldn't even have a number. It should have just had the greater than sign, anything you've ever done. And the other thing was we ate them at the same time, and she weighs less than I do, which means it got into her system before it got into my system. Which means I got to watch what was going to happen to me before it happened to me. She was like the ghost of marijuana future. It was like when I watch one of those intense don't do drugs videos, and then halfway through I'm like, I don't think I want to do drugs. And they're like, it's too late for you.
I'm sorry, you're doing drugs. You're doing drugs.
She started crying.
Oh, no.
She started crying and then laughing. And then by the time I caught up and started laughing, she's crying harder. And then I was like, this is awful. Let's go to bed. And then I forgot how to breathe.
Oh, jeez.
I was taking 3 breaths in and then 3 more breaths in, which looks like convulsing. And she panicked, and she's crying, and she's like, I think I should call 911.
No.
And 911 was like, snitches get stitches. I'm not going down for this. It was the worst. I think I may be bad at drugs.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.